The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series titled The Blessed Life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Today inshallah we'll be discussing more beautiful points from the blessed life, character and teachings of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. We will start off with his fear of Allah Almighty. Once Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I reflected upon creation and concluded that the uncreated one, i.e. Allah Almighty, is more worthy of awe than the one who was created. Subhanallah. Here my dear viewers, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is telling us that the person who the believers and people should fear more is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rather than fearing creation. Today, if we look at our situation, we do find that in many affairs, we are worried about what people will say. We are worried about what society will say. But as a believer, also within the teachings of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Almighty is more deserving of being feared than His creation. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the true khashiyat and the divine fear of Allah Almighty. Now, my dear viewers, let us observe the state of fear that will be during the life of a believer and also in the matters of the afterlife. Dear viewers, as believers, we are taught in relation to the time when we leave this world. The time of death is very difficult and its pain unimaginable. Although the Honorable Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam are protected from this difficulty that ordinary people face, they would cry when thinking about it. It is reported by Sayyiduna Abu Umar Ad-Darir radiyallahu anhu, who states, when death used to be mentioned in front of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, drops of blood would begin to drip from his skin due to fear of the agony of death when thinking about it. Allahu Akbar. Look at the fear of Allah Almighty that was present within Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He would also say to his disciples, pray to Allah that He makes the difficulties at the time of death easy for me. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, look at the humility and look at the fear of Allah that was present within Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Regarding Prophet Isa alayhi salam's state when he would hear of the Day of Judgment, Imam Sha'bi rahmatullahi alayhi states, when the Day of Judgment would be mentioned before Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he would let out a scream in fear and say, it is befitting for the son of Maryam to scream out upon mention of the Day of Judgment. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, just reflect over this point. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is a revered personality, a mighty messenger, infallible, cannot commit a single sin, who is unquestionably amongst those individuals who will be safe on the Day of Judgment. Prophet Isa alayhi salam is that individual that many will be saved from the punishment of hell and admitted into paradise by virtue of his intercession. In spite of holding such a high status, he was deeply concerned about the difficulties at the time of death and the terrors of the Day of Judgment. Now, my dear viewers, if this is the state of that individual who is absolutely sinless, who cannot commit any mistakes, who will not face any type of hardship in the matters of the afterlife whatsoever, if his state is such that he is screaming out of the fear of Allah Almighty, he is overwhelmed with emotion, that blood falls from his blessed body. My dear viewers, how concerned should we be as believers who commit a lot of mistakes, who have sinned, and who do not know what will happen with them in the matters of the afterlife? These are points for us to reflect, my dear viewers. If this was the state of the noble prophets, we as sinful believers must truly reflect over our state and seek forgiveness in the court of Allah Almighty for our affairs. Now, my dear viewers, another beautiful aspect in the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, where he taught regarding sincerity. Now, what is the reality of sincerity? Well, let us ask Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, because this discussion occurred with the disciples of Prophet Isa alayhi salam and the noble Prophet himself. So once the disciples of Prophet Isa alayhi salam asked, what is being sincere for the sake of Allah? Like, what is the true meaning of being sincere for God Almighty? He responded, for an individual to do a good act and dislike anyone to praise him for it. So you do a good deed and you don't want people to praise you for it or to acknowledge your good deed. This is true sincerity. The one sincere for the sake of Allah is he who begins with fulfilling the right of Allah before fulfilling the right of people. He gives preference to the right of Allah over the right of people. And when he has two duties before him, one pertaining to this world and the other to the afterlife, he begins with the duty relating to the hereafter before the worldly one. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at the wisdom of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, where he is telling us, if you want to understand, if you are mukhlis, if you are sincere with Allah Almighty, then when you have two matters before you, you have a worldly matter and you have a matter to do with your creator. Let me give an example here. That on one side you have the command of Allah Almighty, you have the right of Allah to perform your salah within the time. And the second, you have a meeting or you have a worldly matter or a job that needs to be done. A true servant of Allah is one who will give preference to the rights of Allah before the rights of the people. And we need to reflect within our life today that when we have these two duties before us, do we rush towards the matter of the dunya first or do we go towards fulfilling the commandment of Allah Almighty? Here, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is outlining to us that a true sincere believer is one who will always give precedence, give importance to the right of Allah over the right of the people, his children, his family, and the world. Furthermore, there is a narration reported by Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih rahmatullahi alayhi, who said, Prophet Isa alayhi salam said, remember Allah, praise him, proclaim his purity often, and obey him. When Allah Almighty is pleased with any one of you, then this supplication of his will be sufficient for him. O Allah, forgive my sins and make my livelihood good and grant me protection from disliked things. Subhanallah. Here, my dear viewers, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is advising us on the manner of supplicating. What we should do is first, before making a dua, we should perform the dhikr of Allah. Whether that be salah, reciting Quran, do some form of dhikr, praise Allah, glorify Allah Almighty, recite His hamd, His glorification, His tahmid, His tasbih, His tahleel. After this, then go on to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for the forgiveness of your sins, then ask for your livelihood, for your well-being and protection from calamities. This is the manner and the way we should supplicate in the court of Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. What is the significance of supplicating for forgiveness? Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi stated, a community came to know that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was going to pass by. And so people gathered around. When he passed by, he supplicated three times in this manner. O Allah, forgive us. The people said, O Ruh Allah, today we expected to hear you preach, to give a message to us. However, never before have we heard what we heard today. Meaning, Prophet Isa alayhi salam passed by supplicating three times, O Allah, forgive us. Allah Almighty revealed to Prophet Isa alayhi salam to tell the people that Allah Almighty enhances the life of this world and the hereafter for the one whom I forgive. Subhanallah. Here, my dear viewers, what do we learn? When we perform istighfar, when we seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty, this brings affluency, this brings barakat and blessings in our worldly life as well as in the matters of our hereafter as well. This is why, my dear viewers, a message within today's program from the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam as well is to perform istighfar in abundance. Seek Allah Almighty's forgiveness. Say, Ya Allah Pak, please forgive us. Ya Allah Pak, forgive us. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. And furthermore, many other words and sentences of istighfar. My dear viewers, make it a habit to also recite istighfar for blessings in this world and in the hereafter. Now, my dear viewers, let us go towards those du'as that were made by Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. A very unique element within this series where we are able to hear the du'as that were made by Prophet Isa alayhi salam. So, my dear viewers, remember that performing du'a in abundance in the court of Allah Almighty was a practice of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He would express prayers that were very comprehensive. His du'as were comprehensive, meaning you can say they were short in words, but they included a vast amount of goodness within it. Some of those prayers that he mentioned, that he expressed in the court of Allah, we will discuss them today. The first du'a he made on one occasion, reported in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, Prophet Isa alayhi salam supplicated, O Allah, I have spent the whole night till dawn in a state whereby I, out of my own accord, cannot give my inner self the thing that I desire, nor can I, out of my own accord, avert from it that which I dislike. Goodness lies in the control of someone other than me. I have spent the night till dawn by entrusting myself in exchange for my actions. Hence, there is no needy individual who is more dependent on you, O Allah, than me. Do not make my difficulty a difficulty in my religion. Do not make the world my greatest objective. Do not appoint a ruler over me who will not be merciful to me. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at the humility in the statement, in the words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. In essence, here he is mentioning his dependency and his need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar to words that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. That, O Allah, indeed, I am in need of all of the goodness which you descend, which you send down upon the earth. This was the words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And similar were the words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Furthermore, he asked for safety in matters of his religion. That, O Allah, do not put a difficulty for me, which is a difficulty in my religion. How Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is focused more on the matters of his deen. We also learned, my dear viewers, that Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was more focused on the matters of his deen over his dunya. And then he mentioned as well, do not make the world my greatest objective and goal. Today in life, if we look at our state, we find that our matters are leaning towards that objective where we are focused more upon betterment in the dunya. But my dear viewers, we learn from the lives of the noble prophets alayhi salatu wasalam that they were more concerned about the matters of the akhirah, the matters of the afterlife, even though they were people whom in both worlds have attained felicity, success and salvation. But this is to teach the believers, the followers to come, my dear viewers, to also follow in this mindset, to have such aspirations as well. Another dua supplicated by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is, when visiting those who were ill or disabled, blind or suffering from mental health issues, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam would pray by saying, O Allah, you are the creator, you are the Lord of those in the heavens and those on earth. There is no deity for the heavens or the earth other than you. It is you who is exalted in the heavens and the earth. There is no one who has ultimate greatness in both places other than you. You are the real king of the heavens and the earth. There is no king of either place other than you. Your power and kingdom are the same in the heavens and earth. I pray to you with your honorable name, majestic being, and everlasting sovereignty that you grant cure. Indeed, you can do everything. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, we learn from this second supplication of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam how he would call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of those who were sick, in front of those who were unwell, reminding them of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala truly is. the creator who has power over everything, the one who is alone in his divinity, in him being a deity and a true God and the ilah of the entire universes. And we have all placed our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is anyone who can cure those before me who are unwell, then ya Allah, it is only you. So glorifying Allah Almighty and reminding the people to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their times of difficulty. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grants us this mindset to be grateful to Allah and to remember that Allah Almighty can cure us no matter how difficult, no matter how disastrous an illness may be. The third supplication reported by the mother of the believers, Lady Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who stated, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came to me and said, have you heard the prayer of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which he taught me? I asked, which one is that? He replied, Prophet Isa alayhi salam used to teach his disciples this prayer and say that even if someone had a mountain's worth of debt to pay back, by virtue of this prayer, Allah will create a means for it to be repaid. The prayer is this: O the one who removes people's worries and stress and accepts the prayer of the troubled. O the one who is infinitely gracious, most merciful, it is you who will have mercy on me. Bestow such mercy upon me so that I am not in need of anyone's mercy apart from yours. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, how beautiful is this prayer mentioned by Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And this, inshallah, will bring today's program to a close, where we have been discussing the prayers of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as the importance of supplicating for our forgiveness and the fear of Allah that was present within Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. My dear viewers, such a beautiful life found within his noble prophets, especially Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the ability to remember these few words of guidance from the life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. And may Allah Almighty enable us to remember and act upon what has been said. Until our next program, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.